Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, September 7th. Environment Canada no longer has the tornado warning in place for Grey Bruce. There is still a severe thunderstorm watch in place for all of Grey Bruce. It sounds like Port Elgin was hit hard in this afternoon's storm. Saugeen Shores police say in a release the town has experienced a significant weather event resulting in widespread damage to trees and hydro lines. Sergeant Jeremy Mighton says emergency crews are trying to reach people as soon as they can. Saugeen Shores police are requesting residents stay in their homes and vehicles until emergency crews have had a chance to assess the dangers. They say if you need immediate help, call 911. South Bruce OPP are investigating a fatal ATV crash in Colross Township. OPP say it happened at about 3:45 Monday morning on Side Road 5A. Police note Huron County OPP, Teeswater firefighters, and Huron County EMS responded to find the ATV had left the road. According to OPP, the lone rider was taken to hospital where they were pronounced deceased. Police say more details will be provided once they are available. The Grey and Bruce County Federations of Agriculture are hosting a local federal election all-candidates meeting this evening. All six candidates in the riding of Bruce Grey Owen Sound are scheduled to take part in a virtual event, which you can watch live on YouTube. It's set for 7:30 tonight and will look to address concerns of those in the agriculture industry. You can find a link on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website or on the Grey Ag Federation's website. On the federal election campaign trail, party leaders talked about housing, internet, and climate change today. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau says there is no one-size-fits-all answer to the housing issue. He says the Liberals have a complex, comprehensive, and complete plan for the housing crisis. He promised to reduce evictions, build 1.4 million new affordable housing units, and create a new savings program for down payments for those trying to enter the housing market. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole talked about access to reliable and affordable internet and cell phone access. He says his party would help reduce bills by creating more competition through opening up the market to European and U.S. companies to offer those services here. He says conservatives will connect all of Canada to high-speed internet by 2025. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh talked about climate change. He says the Trudeau government has been an abysmal failure in the climate crisis, saying Justin Trudeau has spent too much time with the oil and gas lobby. Singh says his party would double public transit funding to $4.4 billion to electrify fleets and make transit more accessible. A Hanover man is celebrating a $75,000 win after playing instant Tetris. James Woodbridge won the top prize. The odds of claiming any prize were 1 in 3.47, according to OLG. The winning ticket was bought at the Circle K on 10th Street in Hanover. Taking a look at sports, in Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays visit the New York Yankees. The Jays start the day three games back of a wild card spot in the American League. The Owen Sound Attack will play their next exhibition match on September 18th at North Bay. The Attack lost 4-2 to Barrie last night. The Saugeen Shores Winterhawks' first tryout is at 9 tonight at the Plex in Port Elgin. The 2021-22 regular season remains on track to begin in early October with a full schedule to be released in the coming weeks. And the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard presented by Bruce Power will be held in Port Elgin at the Plex February 9th to 13th. Tickets are on sale now. Meanwhile, Owen Sound Minor Hockey is accepting registrations now for the upcoming season. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.